opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, November the 9th. Good morning, it's Friday. We survived the week. Hey, we're out here at Reading School of the Arts. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And we are live. We are in a sound booth, and there is there's echo on your mic, but not on mine. Can you hear me, Bob?
I can hear you great, Linda.
I don't have an echo.
Oh, you just fixed it.
Bob fixed
and we're here with Bob Belongi. We've got special guests. We're going to be out here broadcasting live. If you hear, it's just a fascinating place. We drove into Reading School of the Arts. Wow.
Yeah, and they're going to have this is one of the first events for this great weekend, this Veterans Day weekend. Hey, Bob, make sure you call Wells Fargo, unless you have them already on the line.
I'm getting them on the line right now, sir.
Okay.
Well, about 8 o'clock is when we start the program here that we'll be breaking in and out of the veteran tribute today, which is amazing. We've got a wonderful lineup, and we're going to be interviewing this morning some wonderful teachers with huge pedigrees that are veterans and have wonderful stories that we can't wait to share with you coming up in the next break.
That's right, and as soon as we get the Wells Fargo on, we'll find out what's going on in Wall Street. And then we're going to come back, we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back with Laura Dunay from out here at the School of the Arts, and we're going to talk about what's going to happen today. And we invite any veterans that are out there to come on down. I know that a number are. If you come on down around 8 o'clock, the Veterans Tribute Assembly begins at 8:15 this morning. And that's just one of many things. I know Mistletoe is having something going on. And for this whole weekend, tonight there's a Marine Corps ball because tomorrow is the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th. 237 years.
And of course,
romping, stomping. If you want it destroyed overnight, call the Marines. Okay.
We have so many things to cover this morning, but let's throw it back to Bob. And Bob, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute.
All right. Thank you, Linda and Carl. We have Josh Wiley on the line with us from Wells Fargo. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Markets open mixed this morning on this last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's down 8 points at 12,802, while the Nasdaq's up 9 at 2,905.
Okay. For some reason, I'm not getting Josh here. Josh, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can't hear Josh. Can anybody hear Josh?
Josh, are you with us?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, that was a commercial for Verizon right there. Currently, the markets are mixed. The Dow is down 4 points at 12,806, while the Nasdaq's up 10 at 2,906, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,380. Oil's up a penny at $85.10 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.76%. Gold's up $10.20 at $1,736, while silver's up 31 cents at $32.55 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's down 33 cents at $72.16, Verizon's up 52 cents at $43.13, and Microsoft's up 23 cents at $29.04. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have Josh Wiley and the rest of the Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you want to go down and visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive. They know what's going on Wall Street. They can help you walk through that morass of that's happening in Wall Street. They can tell you, you know, there are some good areas still to be in stocks and investments, and they're the ones to tell you how. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got with us Laura Dunay, who has been a teacher for 25 years and is here at the School of the Arts, and we're going to find out what's going on here today. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved ones so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. And we're here at the Reading School of the Arts. And the we're going to have to describe this to you because we are in their, they're just really great
high-tech sound booths.
High-tech sound booths, and well, I guess it could be sound and TV and all this stuff out of here.
But it's open and to the
It's open to the weather.
It's open to the weather, which is 36 degrees outside, so I feel like we might as well be in the Macy's Day Parade right now. But that's all right. I don't see smoke or steam coming out of my mouth. Anyway, we are going to have a beautiful day today. It will be mostly cloudy with some showers. 53 degrees is our what we're looking to be a high of, and tonight temperatures of around 32. So the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And by the way, we wanted to let you know that there's a lot of events happening out there. But November 10th, for those of you who know, has been canceled, which is tomorrow night's wine. But they've rescheduled it for March, which would be great times.
And
now
Ensemble,
we have
their winemaker's dinner.
Their winemaker's
dinner out
there
has been canceled. Right.
Right. So we have a very special guest with us this morning, and we would like to introduce you to Laura Dene. She's been teaching for 25 years, both in the U.S. and Europe. She said she's an Air Force brat, and that her father served for 26 years and flew planes out of Homestead Air Force Base during the Cuban Missile Crisis. She married an Army man who served for 20 years, including being with the 1st U.S. Army unit in Bosnia after the Serb-Croat War. They lived several years in Holland and Germany, but while in the States, she taught various grades of elementary school from California to Virginia to Texas. And the list goes on. She's with RSA now. Let's welcome to the program this morning our first a very special guest, Laura Janay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Laura. And you've been teaching in Reading for about how long?
About 12 years now. I'm starting my eighth year with Reading School of the Arts.
Okay. And you taught out at French Gulch?
I taught out at French Gulch Elementary School, and I also taught at Old Shasta. And it seemed like going home to French Gulch because my great-grandmother had taught out there in the late 40s. So I kind of took over for her and then moved my way into Reading.
French Gulch. We have friends that live in French Gulch. We go to the French Gulch Hotel and the French Gulch Days. And
it's lovely. We had wonderful theme days out there where we had Western days, and the kids can really get into studying the watershed areas out there. It's great.
So tell us about the Reading School of the Arts. People may not understand it. Charter school?
Yes, we're a free public charter school, and we're open to all students from K-8. They have to make an application, and then they go into a lottery system. But the unique thing about Reading School of the Arts is that we teach by themes. So, for example, this year, the whole school, K-8, is learning about ancient civilizations. So the younger kids in kindergarten would be learning at a different level than the older students, of course. But when we come together for theme days, everybody's able to connect to Egyptian theme day because they've all been studying similar things.
For Veterans Day, is this the first time y'all have done this?
It's not. We have been doing the Veterans Day Assembly since I've been with the school, 8 years, and I believe it started even the year before that. It's a great way for the students to connect with the community. A lot of them have grandparents, fathers, uncles who have been in the service, and it's a great way to say thanks.
Well, there's going to be a number of things. We're going to be talking about that here today, too, about the number of different events that are happening over the weekend for our Veterans Day, for our veterans. Now, can you tell us a little bit of what's happening today?
Yes. At our school, we'll have an assembly. Many of the children will be participating, either playing instruments or singing. So you'll see a lot of different classes up on stage during the performance. And there's a variety of songs and tributes to the veterans. So we have a tribute to the different services. There's a medley of patriotic songs. And I believe some of the students are going to do patriotic tableau.
Oh, so we see some things going on. Raising of the flag at Suribachi here? No, I can't say that. Okay.
How interesting. Well, it just sounds like I would have loved to have attended a school like this. I think there's a place for hands-on and for the creative mind to flourish instead of being in a box. This is your must read. This is a way, I think, for kids to explore children as they learn how they can really go on to higher education.
Yes, I really like the way RSA teaches because I think we meet the children where they are, and we're able to connect to a lot of different types of learners because we do a lot of history simulations, we do a lot of learning through skits and music, a lot of learning through art. So those kids who might not be successful in a traditional program find success here at RSA.
But they're still doing the math, the chemistry, and all this. Is that correct?
Well, not quite chemistry in eighth grade, but yes, all the math, science, all the standards of the state of California. So we do teach all the standards. We just teach them in a slightly different way.
Now, you're noted for your Mandarin immersion program. Can you share that with our listeners?
Sure. We started the Mandarin immersion program approximately 6 years ago, and the way the program works, we have students K through 5 participating in a 50% immersion program. So half their day is in Mandarin, half their day is in English. And so they learn all the characters, they learn how to speak, read, write in Mandarin, and they continue that through the fifth grade, and we're growing the program through the eighth grade year by year.
So how's the success on this, would you say?
Amazing.
That's not an easy language.
It is not. It is a Category 4 language. It is one of the hardest languages to learn. And I myself was amazed because I thought, you know, Reading being a smaller town would have a limited pool of people who were interested in it, but that's been contrary to my opinion and belief. We have a large number of students who want to be in the Mandarin program. Their parents encourage it, and it's great to learn a second language.
So why Mandarin?
Well, we're on the Pacific Rim, and we're going to have increased trade and dealings with China, and Mandarin is the number one Chinese language to learn to conduct business in.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Laura Dunay, and she's been in teaching for 25 years and her family's been teaching here for much longer than that. And she's one of our guests today. And we're going to be, this segment, we're going to be talking about a number of things that are going on around town and a few other things that have happened this week.
And we're live here at RSA in the sound booth. And today we're going to be doing the first of many tributes to our veterans. So join us right after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill or around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Are we coming through here?
We are coming through.
All right. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's on a morning like this. We could go in there. I would buy the extra large one. That way I could drink one, I'd get to them, and put my feet in the other because it's cold up here. We're out in the open. When we're going to describe the area out here at Reading School of the Arts here in a few minutes, but 36 degrees, Linda.
Absolutely. Weather's always brought to you in Samuel Vineyards. It's going to be 53 today, mostly cloudy with, you know, showers scattered, and looks like we're going to have temperatures around 32 tonight. Tomorrow we have a 56, great for the Veterans Day Parade out at Shasta Lake, and 29 tomorrow night. Love it when it gets to the 30s and the 20s. We've got a lot of events going on. Before we go anywhere, we do have a couple tickets to give away. Bob, why don't we take a call? Our first caller, 605-4567. You have a couple tickets for tomorrow's matinee for Annie Get Your Gun.
That's right, Linda. Tomorrow at the Cascade Theater at 2 p.m., Annie Get Your Gun. We got a couple of orchestra seats for the first caller here.
So give us a call, 605-4567. And let's talk about a couple of things here that's going on before we get back to our scheduled program here at the Reading School of the Arts. A couple of things is that the town of Reading, the city of Reading, had a, if I can believe the paper, which there's no reason not to be able to believe the paper news, well, sometimes in the record searchlight, but the, just kidding here. It looks like a Third District Court of Appeal in Sacramento ruled last Friday the city is bound in its obligation to pay future retirement benefits to its retirees, no matter that it might not be able to afford the benefit.
Underlined.
Underlined. Yeah, underline that. That means that's on the Reading Electric Utilities, is sure to have a widespread effect on local government looking to control labor costs. That means even that when they made these deals, thank you, previous city council people, that and now that when our economy is in the dumps, that we still have to pay it, which means now how can we pay that if there's not enough money in the coffers? Oh, wait a minute. Let me think.
Maybe we have to sell some stuff.
I think we might have to raise taxes because of the deals that are passed city councils made. This is one thing you have to look at, city council, when you're voting for your city council, is that do they cut close to the bone or do they sign things? You know, the unions get agreements signed and agreed to by your city council, my friends. Anyway, this has come back, and so now one of two things can happen. We can either go forward and fight this in court, and we be in the city of Reading, or you just say accept it and see how we can work through this thing. I, you know, frankly think that if it's a unanimous decision, does it need to go forward? And if it is, how much does that cost? Look at the county of Shasta right now. It's in $230,000 worth of a court case within Selma. $230,000 that could have been settled 4 years ago for $240. Yeah, another good decision made by elected leaders. That's why you really need to take a look at who you're electing in there. Now,
but it's a done deal.
It's a done deal. So yeah. Now, we're looking to see what the city council is going to do. Because frankly, according, you know, I think that they're in the middle of something that they're just going to have to try and figure out. It's not going to be easy.
We're all in the middle of something we have to try to figure out. Like how do we find the positive? And so, you know, one of the beautiful things that, you know, Carl and I get pushed up against the wall with certain, you know, rules and regulations and things that we don't necessarily agree with, we look at the positive, like today. Today is a really cool event that we really get to take part of, and that's being out here at Reading School of the Arts, a live location with this amazing, architecturally green state-of-the-art facility that has an interesting way to teach kids like none other program I've seen.
Well,
no other program.
When you teach Mandarin, that's one of the things. And we're hearing, right now you're hearing behind us the...
And you will be through the next...
Is people have, practicing on the piano.
And we're out live. So right now we're in a sound booth, but we're not really enclosed. There is a window that's open, and we're at the top of the open...
The whole outside area, the place where they have their
assemblies.
Their assemblies is out in the open. I know, this is, you know, I mean, what... And we probably should ask is what happens when it rains? If there's another place to meet? Uh-oh, I get eyes being rolled around in circles here. Which means that we have an open area here for the meetings that, oh, but it's beautiful and it's green.
And there's an overhang.
And there's an overhang, so they can get people in and out of here.
It's a way to get
so,
tough. You know? Like people on the East Coast, you better deal.
Yeah, wait, we got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we'll be talking to Jeff Dunier. And we're going to be following many, many other things over this next 2 hours. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox Business Network stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading as the looming fiscal cliff continues to weigh on investors. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, shares of Lionsgate are higher after the company posted strong second quarter results. A bigger than expected boost from video sales of The Hunger Games helped drive revenue higher. Moving forward, the media company's third quarter figures are also expected to benefit from the final Twilight series movie scheduled to open November 16th. And Chrysler is recalling nearly 745,000 Jeep SUVs because of an airbag issue. According to documents filed with the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there's a part that can fail, which can inadvertently deploy the front and side airbags while the vehicle is being driven. The recall affects Jeep Grand Cherokees from the 2002 through 2004 model years, as well as Jeep Liberties from the years 2002 and 2003. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take Mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket, and with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
The Shasta County Employee General Unit would like to welcome the newly elected members of Board of Supervisors. As you enter your term of office, you may not be aware prior of previous contract negotiations. Shasta County General Unit employees came forward of their own accord and volunteered to help the county by giving up cuts in pay to help balance the budget and help maintain public services. The community is still receiving the same needed services through all departments, including social services, health services, fire and safety. On several occasions, your County Executive Officer Larry Lees has acknowledged the fact that the Shasta County rank-and-file employees are some of the lowest-paid county workers in the state, even before the recession. Many county employees receive such low wages, they're working two jobs to pay their family insurance. We hope our new Board of Shasta County Supervisors will have vision to support their most valuable asset, their loyal, hard-working employees. We welcome the opportunity to work together with our supervisors to build a better Shasta County. Paid for by Shasta County Employees General Unit.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774. Behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bob. We're out here at Reading School of the Arts. We're out here because they're having a great tribute to veterans out here and an assembly out here. There's going to be songs and music and speeches, and Linda's going to be singing once. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. My friends, it's 36 degrees out there. Is your house warm? And besides Alliance Heating and Air, you might want to take a look at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, family-operated business that services over 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. And you know what? They're competitive in their prices. They offer senior discounts and veterans discounts, and they offer these year-round. It's not just for Veterans Day. They offer the veterans discounts and to our veterans and seniors. Give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, family-operated Shasta Gas Propane. Good people doing good work.
Again, as we said, we're here with the Reading School of the Arts Veterans Tribute Assembly beginning at 8:15. Well, come out if you've never been here. It's going to be phenomenal. We have all the student body with the assembly, and we have speakers. And this morning, while we're in the sound booth, we've got special guests, which is our next guest, which is a veteran of the Army. Like a lifer, as we call them, and so much more.
I don't use the term lifer.
You don't?
No. People that have made the military a career do not consider the term lifer a real compliment.
So is that a smack? Like, yeah, I'm your wife, I should know better than that?
Get your thumb out of my eye right now.
Well,
like
okay.
To think of it as a
career?
As a career.
Okay. Okay. Then I stand straight. I have been corrected. But this morning, please welcome to the program, Jeff Dene, and Jeff completed his JROTC at Riverside Polytechnic High School in Riverside and went to UC Riverside on a military scholarship. He joined the Army full time upon graduation and was sworn in by Laura Dene, who you heard earlier, her father, an Air Force veteran. Jeff has had a long love of the military, and we're proud to have him on the show this morning.
Good morning. You have 20 years?
20 years.
20 years. Okay, good. Move in close to that. It's not a mine. All right. Get a good spot weld on that. Get a good spot weld on that speaker, on that, on our mic there. Okay, now, so are you associated with the Reading School of the Arts?
Well, I'm very fortunate that my lovely wife, who's worked here for a few years, has allowed me to come along. I carry the books in early in the morning, and sometimes I help with the grading at night because she's always grading papers. But it's fantastic that Reading School of the Arts does this just superb celebration for veterans. It's very humbling to be here because people want to shake your hands or talk to you and thank you. And as you know, a lot of the veterans, they just serve. They serve this great country because they love it. And when someone thanks them, it's awfully nice, but they really don't want to be put on that pedestal.
Well, you know what? It's when people say to me, oh, thank you for your service. You know, for me, it's, you know, my answer in almost invariably will be, well, thank you, but it's an honor to serve this country. You know, it's been an honor to serve, and you know, for my time in the Marine Corps. And because I believe this is the greatest country in the world, I still believe that. I believe that we haven't, you know, some people think we're on the way down and we've reached our zenith. No, I don't believe that. I think we are still going to maintain that spot in the world as a leader.
Well, we both have served around the country and the world, and you see how great America is everywhere it goes and what it does for people and the hope that it brings. We're also very fortunate. My son, Brenton, is also serving, decided he was tired of school and he wanted adventure. So he's currently at the 10th Mountain Division at Fort Drum, New York. And he's scheduled to go to Afghanistan in January.
Well, God bless him, too.
Thank you.
Fort Drum, the 10th Mountain Division. I've worked with them before and over in Iraq. They're a tough group. They're very professional, and they've got a great reputation. So I'm thank you for his service, too. Now, you and I were in Bosnia.
Yeah, it's great to find that out
together. Maybe at a little bit different times, but we know of you were there, of course, with the Army, and I was there with the NATO headquarters coming out of Naples. But you worked with the NATO. You were at the NATO mission in Bosnia Herzegovina, and being there, you were in Sarajevo.
Yes.
You know, when I try to tell people what Sarajevo is like, Sarajevo, of course, was the home of the Winter Olympics at one time. and it's a beautiful city, or it was a beautiful city. And when you went up to see the, you were up to see the bobsled areas and the ski jump. What did it look like when you were there?
Well, first I had to be very careful because there were landmines everywhere. So you walked on anything that was cement. You also watched out for trip wires because the stuff was left over from the horrible Civil War that had gone on for a few years. The other interesting part was being in the hockey rink. I have some pictures of me sitting there under the sign of the Olympic sign that was still up, but sitting in the hockey rink with holes in the roof from the mortar shells that were lobbed in from both sides and a morgue that was placed in the basement. We built as for the logistics guys, we had about 1,200 folks living inside that compound, all NATO forces. And then where I worked in Sarajevo in Elidza, we had the NATO headquarters, and I was basically the logistics guru with a great sergeant major named Deathlifson. And we had 1,200 people living there, 26 generals, so you can understand what all the generals, 26 different nations represented. And then they're also taking care of the warring factions that would come in every week and discuss meetings. It was a great time, but it was also something you were trained to do and then things you were not trained to do that you figured out how good you were. But then probably a greater portion of satisfaction was knowing that my family, Laura and the kids, Brenton and Jennifer, were in Heidelberg. And when we got the word to go, I had 10 days prior to leaving for Bosnia. But my boss made sure I had time. We used to call him Big Daddy Bruner, Colonel Bruner. He was in charge of all logistics for the NATO headquarters. And Laura took care of so many things while we were gone as a military family. She was in charge of the Army support group for all the Army families. She was in the NATO officers club. But our son learned to read when I was gone. Jennifer, being only 2 years old, did so many things as a little kid. But Laura supported the families. It was just amazing. At Christmas time, there was a video done for all the families in Heidelberg, Germany. It was sent to all of the Americans in Bosnia. So you can imagine after you saw that with your families there, the amount of tears, no matter what rank you were crying when you saw this video. But it was a pleasure to serve this great country. Very fortunate. Our whole family has served World War II, paratroopers, tank destroyer guys. As you mentioned.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to need to take a break here. And we're going to come back with Jeff because I want to talk about that. Because your father or grandfathers here were, or fathers, I guess, were jumping in as paratroopers, crossing the river at Remagen from that Bridge Too Far, that movie. Bridge Too Far. And we want to talk a little bit more about the military families and then also talk about the things that are going on this weekend. I guess Jeff Dunay, who is here, a 20-year Army veteran, a career officer. And so we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi
folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is about 7:45 in the morning, and we're down here at the Reading Schoolyard. It's freezing. We're outside, you know, 36 degrees. Who set this up, by the way, Bob?
Pat Karch.
Set
and we
this
love
up.
Pat.
And he didn't tell us it was going to be outside in 36 degrees.
It's all right. He did say we had heard about it. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah.
This is really an amazing place.
It is.
Reading
it is
School
a beautiful
of the Arts.
Place. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? You can have a little ding in your windshield, and what happens? You get water in it. It freezes. Crack. Well, he can fix that. He can fix small dings or cracks up to 24 inches in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and you can't even see it. Go see Jeff at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. Hey, you know, you talk about Veterans Day in this weekend. And, you know, where does it start? 84, on November 11th, 1918, at 11 a.m., the armistice ending World War I took effect. That day later became a national holiday, first called Armistice Day, and then later Veterans Day. 10 years later, on November 11th, 1928, two veterans of that war who were living in Reading began a tradition of giving a toast to their comrades, both living and past. Anyway, November 11th, 1918, 11 a.m., 11 and 11 a.m. in 1918. That's when this started. And then from then on, it was thanking our veterans. And it grew to parades and speeches and ceremonies of all kinds. And essentially, it is to thank veterans for serving. And we have a veteran with us now, Jeff Dunay. And Jeff, you know, your family is a military family too, and all your uncles and your dad served in World War II. And one of your uncles jumped in into France. And a paratrooper jumping into France, and was involved in the taking of the Nimeguen Bridge. Is that the one from A Bridge Too Far? Was that one? Or
Nijmegen Bridge,
yeah, which was not one of the highest points of the.
No, that was the famous
the
river crossing.
Yeah, the Allied. Well, is that the one where they had the person was Robert Redford, and they came across river on
the
those boats?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So as the 504th was crossing the river in these flimsy boats, being shot at by the Germans on the other side, the other paratroopers, the 505, one of them being my uncle, they were taking the far side of the bridge because the goal was to take both sides. But very fortunate that, like most people who served in World War II, my dad was a B-24 gunner. One of his brothers was a tank destroyer guy. And then the other brother was Uncle Joe, which is the one I used to wear his uniform when I got it when I was a kid. He was an 82nd Airborne paratrooper, survived all four combat jumps with 82nd, and then probably the biggest thrill for me, I met him twice only, but he could barely talk, is that while I was stationed at Fort Sam Houston in Texas, I actually met and spent a weekend with his first company commander when they jumped into Sicily, you know, with winds of like 35 to 40 miles an hour. So it was unbelievable to sit there in this guy's office as he talked about organizing the paratroopers. And then my father-in-law, Laura's dad, he was a navigator in Vietnam and always was close to him as we were dating, and then asked him to commission me, which was great because I was surrounded by a bunch of Army guys, and here's this Air Force colonel in this blue uniform performing the ceremony. So I was very fortunate to have that chance with my father-in-law, Don.
Now, he also did something else. He was flying during the Cuban Missile Crisis, right?
Right. When they were stationed in Homestead, Florida, when the call went out, the family stayed home and all the B-52s launched with nuclear weapons, and they were hovering, waiting for President Kennedy to give the word.
And were they going to go after the Russian fleet, or was it down in to try and strike the missiles that were down there?
He never discussed what the actual target was at the time, but he also flew 130 recon missions taking pictures in RF-4s in Vietnam, and he was a Distinguished Flying Cross awardee, just a great guy who's passed now for the past couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Greatest Generation. You know, they gave us hope. They gave us a world that became, United States became a powerful nation after that, became the leader, a shining beacon for the world after that. We rebuilt countries that had tried to destroy us. We set up education systems that has now surpassed us. I don't know if we'll ever be able to pay back what our parents gave us, you and I of this generation, for our parents' generation.
Well, we're so fortunate because they came back, some without arms and legs and some didn't come back. And the guys and the gals came back and they gave us that hope, but they were so motivated to make things better so we didn't have to do that kind of a war again. And it instilled self-reliance, dedication to country, and that you can do anything you want in this country. It's such a great place to live.
You can. You can if you have the tenacity to make it work, and it still works. Hey, we have to take a break here. Our guest, Jeff Dunay, and we're talking about a veteran, and thank you very much, a 20-year Army veteran here. And we're gonna be coming back. We're going to be talking about the different events that are happening around this weekend. So, Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray, And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach. We're out here, Reading School of the Arts. This is a Veterans Day tribute assembly out here, and it's got a great time. We know we've been talking to different people here. And you know what? A friend of ours who also has a show on our station, John Schulman. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
You know, and people don't realize this about Don because he's just kind of a happy, kind of go-lucky kind of guy. Vietnam veteran.
Yes.
How long did you stay in Vietnam there?
I was in and out of there for about 4 years.
4 years you spent in Vietnam, off and on.
I'll tell you, rather than talking about Vietnam, like a lot of, I really like to say God bless the veterans and what they've done for me. The Veterans Administration, and I got my first house. They paid for a lot of my education. And just for serving my country, something I needed to do, they've just been fabulous.
Well, thank you. Thank you for serving. And this is the day that this whole weekend we have so many events coming up. And I know that you've got different guests coming on to your show as well. We love listening to you and Judy on the weekend.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and that was me making noise.
Yes, he's a Marine, and you know
it's okay.
Yeah, we know how those Marines are.
We do a tribute to Marines who spill sugar everywhere.
They were first in and last out when I was there. Just
and
like
he
Carl
still says he is.
Yeah, I still brag about that. I don't know if it's true. You know, I can tell the difference between a fairy tale and a sea story.
No,
fairy tale starts off once upon a time, and a sea story starts out. This isn't no crap.
You know, every war, every conflict is different, but Vietnam was a lot different for a lot of us. We were kids coming in, we were exposed to a whole different, like every war, isn't it? Every situation.
You know, and then you think to yourself, you know, those guys that were tough during World War II, and then those guys that were tough during Vietnam, and then so, you know, you bring into that next group, and we're going into Desert Storm, are they tough enough? Well, they're absolutely tough enough.
They were tough enough.
Are they
My
tough
gosh.
Enough? Are they tough enough for Iraqi freedom and in Afghanistan? Are they tough enough? Oh, they're tough enough. And these young men and women coming back are just like all veterans.
The only thing I can say that was a war of women and children that we were not used to when I was over there. We were not used to the children being involved and the women, and it was just a shock.
It was
just a shock.
And I tell you what, the way that our veterans were treated when they came back from Vietnam is it was so abysmal in many cases. Where today our veterans are appreciated, there are things done for them, just things like this, Veterans Day at a school of the arts. But it was because of the way I think of what happened to the Vietnam vets that people realize is that you don't confuse the war fighter with the war maker. There's a difference.
Very much so.
War makers are your elected representatives. The war fighter are your brothers and sisters.
But I'll say something, with all the negatives that happened, they've sure made up for it for what they've done for us veterans. Absolutely. And I just, maybe I'm being humble, but my gosh, they just did everything for many people I know and myself.
And that's why we're proud to be here today, Reading School of the Arts. We are live. They're going to be doing a Veterans Tribute Assembly here at 8:15, where we are We're live here until 9 o'clock, of course. And coming up, we have more guests. Margaret Johnson, who is the co-director and founder of RSA. We also have one of the students, who's an eighth grade, powerhouse as well. You're going to be hearing in the background a different part, the declaration of gratitude from the RSA students. And we love the fact that here's this wonderful, progressive, new school where they are definitely they've all come together to do this Veterans Tribute and invited us to be here today, so it's our honor. We're going to take a break. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
All right, 37 degrees in downtown Redding. We'll return for hour two of our broadcast. Carl and Linda Bott live from Redding School of the Arts, the Veterans Assembly, Veterans Day Assembly, honoring all veterans, getting underway shortly after 8 o'clock. And we'll be back here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He'll talk, but is not expected to take questions. President Obama will address the economy and that much-talked-about fiscal cliff in a few hours at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
Well, we don't expect to hear any new proposals from President Obama. Instead, his first post-election remarks will focus on striking a balance and bipartisan compromise. Of course, it was a lack of agreement that has triggered the looming spending cuts and tax hikes at year's end. Some economists warn the result will lead to a recession. The president and Democrats have pushed for letting tax rates go up for high-income earners, a proposal Republican leaders call unacceptable, but who do say they will consider raising revenue in some areas, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, worry about that led to two big sell-offs, but today the Dow is now up 17 points. Nearly 2 weeks after Sandy hit, it is still tough to find gas in some areas, so today there's new rationing to try to ease long lines.
I think that's a great idea to slow this gas thing up because it's ridiculous.
This is an odd day in New York City and on Long Island, so you can only buy gas there if your car's license plate ends in an odd number. Parts of New Jersey started that days ago. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power. Many are angry, looking for answers from utility companies and not getting them. A police officer shot and killed this morning near Denver, Colorado.
Shock and heartbreak does not even begin to be adequate in telling you this type of news.
Lakewood officer Steve Davis. It happened early this morning when police responded to a prowler call at a home. It is unclear right now who fired the fatal shot. The funeral is this morning for the 2-year-old mauled by wild dogs at the Pittsburgh Zoo Sunday when he fell into their exhibit. The little boy loved trucks, so his parents asked people to send toy trucks instead of flowers, and 3,000 have arrived at the funeral home, and they'll be delivered to a charity to give to needy kids at Christmas. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
The U.S. military is going into Poland to start setting up a much-discussed missile defense system. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Dave, the U.S. plans to establish a missile defense base in Poland in 2018. It's something Russia currently opposes, but now a unit of 10 U.S. airmen have arrived at their new airbase, a site in central Poland due to open fully next year. They'll be dedicated to missile defense exercises and aviation training. Poland is a key U.S. ally, and it's been pushing for this base, which it sees as a security guarantee against any threat from Russia. The Defense Department says this move shows America's commitment to European defense. Dave?
Simon, the U.S. is sending $34 million more dollars in humanitarian aid to the situation in Syria, where the fighting rages on, but President Assad tells Russian TV,
"Don't have civil war. It's about terrorism and support coming from abroad to support terrorists.
to destabilize Syria.
More than 11,000 Syrians fled their country overnight, going into Turkey and Lebanon and Jordan. There have also been desertions in the Syrian military. About 24 have left, including generals and colonels. A big Jeep recall. 775,000 Grand Cherokees and Liberties in the U.S. because they have a problem where airbags can inflate while people are driving them. It's happened some 215 times, causing 81 minor injuries. He's back.
007 reporting for duty.
A new James Bond movie, Skyfall, in theaters today with a pretty imposing bad guy.
She sent you after me, knowing you're not ready, knowing you would likely die. Mommy was very bad.
Javier Bardem plays the villain in the latest James Bond film, Skyfall, and was joined by his fellow castmates when he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Thursday.
That's Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah. The movie is expected to get about $70 million at the box office this opening weekend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Botts. 8:05 on November the 9th. It is
37 degrees.
37 degrees, and it's Veterans Day weekend. We're out here at Reading School of the Arts for this wonderful Veterans Tribute Assembly that's going to be starting here in just a few minutes. You're going to be able to hear part of it, and we're going to be talking to a number of people. The weather for today.
Currently 37 degrees. It looks like it's going to be we're going to have lows of 32, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's move along with our program.
Anselmo Vineyards.
Do we have Josh Wiley on the line?
This time we have Susan Eastman on the
line.
Susan,
welcome.
Great. Susan, talk to us about what's happening with our Wells Fargo advisors.
Hi, good morning. Well, stocks are in the green this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 34 points at 12,849. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1386. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 22 points at 2918. The three most active stocks trading on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 8 cents, trading at $9.47, Sandridge Energy down 52 cents at $5.58, and Pfizer down 2 pennies at $24.14. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up a penny at $15.44, North Valley Bank down 15 cents, trading at $14.13 per share, Bank of Commerce up 3 pennies at $4.47. Over to commodities, gold is up $4.50 an ounce at $1,730. Silver's positive a quarter at 32. Oil trading positive 19 cents at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan. Have a great Veterans Day weekend. Okay, we listen to our Wells Fargo Advisors at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and they're the ones that are going to be help you with investments and what's going on in the stock market. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and say hello to them.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. We have Margaret Johnson, who is the co-director and founder of Reading School of the Arts, where Carl and I and Bob are here live with the Veterans Tribute Assembly. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again?
Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request ND Imaging.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. We're right here. We're live. This is really we're having an interesting, a fun first time experience here. Reading School of the Arts. It's the Veterans Tribute Assembly that's going to be here starting momentarily. But right now, we'd like to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by
Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading. Have your neighbors make a great deal for you. Hey, guess what? The sales tax is going up January 1st. Here's a way to save money. Go down there and buy now. They've got a selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, and then their service department is second to none. Reading Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177.
Well, in case you hear a lot of voices out there, yeah, that's correct, because we're about ready to start this assembly. And we're here in the sound booth at RSA with our special guest, Margaret Johnson, who's the co-director and founder of Reading School of the Arts. She's been involved in public education for 26 years. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education from Oregon State University and Master in English Language Acquisition from California State University, Chico. Yahoo! Margaret began her classical piano training at the age of 6 and furthered her training in choral and piano while attending Oregon State University. You know, this is just amazing. You must be so proud. What an accomplishment to be in charge and to bring this kind of educational process to fruition.
It is very exciting, and we appreciate you being here today so you can celebrate with us this special event honoring our veterans. Our students have been doing this assembly now for probably 10 years, 11 years, and every year the students honor all the armed forces, and it's grown larger and larger every year as an outreach to our community. And I think it's important to build an awareness of it isn't just a day off from school. It does have an important meaning.
You know, that's fantastic, because it isn't just a day off. And I think it teaches kids, and, you know, of course, our future, teaches our young people, is that their freedoms are here. And there have been people throughout history that have helped fight and to defend those freedoms. And it's not bad to think of veteran.
That's right. Last year, we actually, because of technology, we were able to get a video from one of our alumni who is now serving, I believe, in the Air Force, and her brother was an eighth grader, and she actually made a video and sent it back. So it was very exciting to see students from RSA who remembered we did this assembly and wanted to be a part of it, even though it was from distance. So that was exciting.
Well, this is wonderful to be here to kick off our Veterans Weekend tribute, and we are live here at Reading School of the Arts. Margaret, share with us a little bit about how you were able to really bring this, give us an insight of a day, of one day here in a student's mind, a student's life.
Oh, wow, it's an exciting day with much to do here at Reading School of the Arts. And if I were a student here, I would be welcomed into my classroom at 7:55 a.m. and head into the room where we typically do our attendance and some patriotic flag salute song, whatever that might be. And then students head to a math class where they're working on math standards that are here at the school. Then a student might go outside to play in recess and have a mid-morning snack, because we believe in brain power through eating protein and fruits and vegetables.
Fabulous.
And then a student would come in and engage in either their music class, which is based on ORF music. And ORF music is a teaching approach that incorporates drama, dance, storytelling, poetry, and music notation, but a lot of it is done, as you can see, kinesthetically, so that children are really involved. And then I would go back after my music class to do my English language arts. Then it's probably going to be lunchtime for me, and we have our community lunch. Then after lunch, I would come back to an elective that I would have selected that is either visual arts, drama, dance, PE, and a lot of different instruments, guitar, violin, viola. We just started a symphony program. And I go back and finish up my day with social studies and science. So not much of a dull moment around here.
My word. So music, science, math, you're getting it all in a day, plus eating right, exercise, and feeling that sense of pride of your country.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not too late to get down here. The Veterans Tribute Assembly is going to start around 8:15, and it's going to be a presentation of the flag, Girl Scouts Troop 7131, and presentation of a plaque, Star Spangled Banner, a welcome by Tom Burkett, the music teacher, recognition of the branches of the military, Mr. Newell's class sings Thank You Soldiers, Lynn Zanaroli sings God Bless America.
Yes.
Linda's going to be singing Let the Miracles Begin, Declarations of Gratitude, TAPS, Armed Forces Medley, and a sing-along. I mean, it's just going to be a great assembly here.
It will be.
And you're welcoming all veterans.
Yes.
To this.
Yes.
So if you're out there, and I know some of you are heading to different places, Reading School of the Arts is a good place to be at today, this morning.
Margaret, closing thoughts before we start the assembly.
Well, I'd really like to thank the people that are serving our country now and in the past. They are great people for us to be involved in. And we welcome anybody who'd like to come to the assembly. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you for what you do.
Yes.
Thank you
for
what you do to our community.
You bring light, love, and harmony through teaching.
Oh, thank you. I have a great staff that supports that, too.
Thank you. Okay, now other things that are happening this weekend now, besides this great assembly down here at the Reading School of the Arts, tonight in Red Bluff they're having a Marine Corps ball, because tomorrow, November 10th, is Marine Corps birthday. And then tomorrow morning, starting at 6 a.m., really, is the Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade, the largest one north of Fresno. I say it starts at 6 a.m. because they have a pancake breakfast by the Shasta Lake Firefighters Association. And then the parade begins at 10 o'clock. And then they have a barbecue afterwards, after the parade. And then on Sunday, veterans and others will be gathering at 10:55 at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO for a ceremony that will include speeches, music, a flyover from of Air Force planes up at Northern California Cemetery, and that starts again at 10:55. Also on Sunday, the Reading Elks Lodge will gather for their annual cognac toast at 11 a.m., followed by lunch. And this is a longtime tradition where they toast at exactly 11 a.m., as they did, because that's when World War I ended on Armistice Day. So And we're getting ready to, we're listening to some of the stuff that's happening outside here, because it sounds like it's getting ready to start. Thanks again. The founder and the co-founder, our co-director and founder of RSA, Margaret Johnson. Was it hard to find, to get this thing started?
It was a dream that takes a lot of work, like any dream, but it's been an exciting road that we're on.
Well, you know what?
Shall we? I think we're going to be doing the... Should we?
Forward march!
Okay, color guard, here we go. Should we... Do we need to stand?
I think we should.
Yes.
On this.
Thank you so much, Margaret.
As they bring in the colors. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Color guard, halt. Color guard, cross the colors. Color guard, post the flag of the great state of California. Audience, please join us in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Attention, salute, begin.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is quite the sight out here. The whole class, the whole school is standing.
I love, even the sound guy had his hand over his heart. You know, we're back here in the sound booth.
It's beautiful.
And I'm just feeling my heart well up with patriotism right now.
Color guard, return to ranks. Audience, please be seated.
And this is being run by all the kids. Okay, we got to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda. We're out here, Ready School of the Art. If you haven't made it out here yet, come on down. We're having a great assembly right now, and a tribute to veterans.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Ready.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RAVA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RAVA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says... Through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank,
Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, we're back right here. We're at the Reading School of the Arts. We're on a remote here. It's a Veterans Day tribute. Linda, what do you think of this so far?
Well, so far, just my heart is welled up. You know, it's really cool to see a school assembly filled with veterans, all the classes, children from kindergarten through eighth grade, their parents or grandparents, places filled. And when they did the color guard and the Pledge of Allegiance, they just did... We're at God Bless America. We've got the Star Spangled Banner. They're down there playing the cello and the violin and the strings. And I just feel the spirit is so here. It's so alive. And it's been, they're teaching these are our future Americans that are so engaged. There is hope. There is honor.
Well, you know, when I'm here, you know, thinking that is, it's Friday. The election was over on Tuesday. It's time to put anger away for people. And a lot of people are angry. They're angry at President Obama. Now, the fact is that to be angry at President Obama is a waste of time. And I'll tell you why. Is that if you didn't know what this man stood for after 4 years, you would never know. You have to look at this. The American people voted. And they voted for a form of government led by President Obama. And it was health care, with smaller military, with more social programs. And so when you get to this about, you know, if you agree with it, or even if you don't agree with it, then you need to work harder. Like you said, we're right in the middle of this of a great school and a great school assembly. I think my bottom line is here: as we move into this weekend, it should be one of okay, there's a decision's been made. Now, how do we work in there? If you don't like the decision, is to change the decision by the people you vote for or how you work for it. But you also have to figure out is how do you work within that system to change it? Who do you reach out to? Does this mean that the average American, what people think about has changed? It's something to give a lot of thought to, you know, and you hear people pointing fingers at each other in this. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe we need to take a look at how the system works. Who needs to be in each, you know what? The tent of America needs to include a lot of people. Angry at Obama? No. Maybe a total disagreement with things that he does, he wants to do? Yes. But anger, no. He set out a way that he wanted to see America go. And America's voted for him twice. Now we're going to be listening to our choir that's coming from right here from Reading School of the Arts. What a beautiful young group of people. Listening to Thank You Soldiers. Must be close to 100 children up here singing.
Because of your grace.
I wish you could see these children singing. It is absolutely beautiful. Their arm and hand gestures reaching out. All right. That was Mr. Newell's classes saying, thank you, soldiers. How beautiful is that? And they're all youngsters on this. We're going to be hearing God Bless America. We've got to take a break here. They've asked me to speak for a few minutes, which I will. And then, of course, Linda's going to sing Let the Miracles Begin. And so we got about a minute left here. So if you haven't, we're right down here at Ready School of the Arts for their Veterans Tribute Assembly. There's lots of things going on this weekend for, to support our veterans and to honor our veterans. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's 36 degrees out there. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to take care of your heating needs. They're going to treat you just like family. Give them a call at 221-2642. They have been in business since 1992. Check them out at homecomfort.org. It's Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, we're here. We're going to take a quick break here for the news and all that, and we'll be joining our program back here in progress. Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
The members of our majority understand how important it is to avert the fiscal cliff.
But House Speaker John Boehner says higher taxes is not the right way. The president speaks soon about the need for a deal on taxes and spending.
We expect to hear more about common ground this afternoon when the president offers his views on avoiding a double whammy of tax hikes and spending cuts. He's called in the past to let tax cuts expire for higher income Americans.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern at the White House. The president's statement scheduled for 1:05 Eastern Time. A police officer investigating a Prowler report is shot and killed in Lakewood, Colorado.
It has rocked the department. There are people absolutely heartbroken.
Police spokesman Steve Davis says three people are under arrest. They're being questioned. This is that department's first ever death in the line of duty. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take Mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket, and with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done.
brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And we're back here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio. Bad Bob here as Carl and Linda are currently down on the stage. Lieutenant Colonel Carl Bott, USMC retired, will be giving a speech here in just a moment, followed by our very own Linda Bott, who will be singing her song, Let the Miracles Begin. Right now there is a musical program on stage. Let's go ahead and listen to that. I have to say, this is a very inspiring program out here at Reading School of the Arts. If you want to come out and catch the rest of the program, they're out here on Shasta View Drive, where you would turn at the roundabout, come into the school. It is an absolutely beautiful campus. We'll pause now and listen to this incredibly beautiful rendition. Of the various military anthems.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Mr. Wiley.
And we'll expect Carl
now we have,
Bott to take
some
the stage
guests,
momentarily.
Carl and Carl Bott and Linda Bott. And Carl is from Free Fire Radio, KCNR, and he is and his wife, Linda, is also going to sing for us a song with our own Pat Karch playing the piano. But we're going to first hear from Carl. He has some inspirational words for us. So thank you. Let's all applaud Carl as he comes and shares with us.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation to come to the Reading School of the Arts. What a beautiful, beautiful school you have, and what great students. So, were you all handpicked? Did everybody volunteer to come here today? Do we have any veterans in the audience? If we do, would you please stand up? All of our veterans, please stand up. Thank you very much. You know, do you know what a veteran is? Okay. If somebody has been in the military and one of the people that's going into the Navy here very soon, and thank you very much, is that after they've served, after they've been in the military, after they've gotten out, they're a veteran. And why do they go into the military? Why do young men and women go into the military and some spend their whole lives in the military? Some spend 3 years, 4 years, some spend 30 years. Why does somebody go into the military? To serve their country. That's a great answer because that's exactly it. To serve their country. They serve their country because they believe in what made our country strong. They believe in the fact that we should have children like you be able to have an education. There are places in the world where children your age cannot have an education. They don't go to school because they can't. They need to have a time and an opportunity like you all do so that you can learn and so that you can make this country even stronger. What happened on Tuesday? Did we have an election? Yeah. We had an election that changed our world or changed the United States. And did you know the big thing about that election? We voted. And there was no people shooting and there were no armies moving. In many countries, they don't have free elections. You can't just go out and vote. Part of the reason you can go out and vote and have an election and change the face of our country is because of the military. because our military goes out and volunteers to be far away during times of your birthdays, for Christmas, for Easter. The military goes away, and they're out there. And what do they want? What does the military want from this? What? They really don't want anything. They're doing it because they're serving their country. They love this country. It is an honorable way of life, the military, and serving their country. Now, how can you thank a veteran? Sing them songs. This is a perfect way to thank veterans. Just what you're doing today, it's so beautiful. But if you see a veteran, and it could be your father or your grandfather or your uncle, if you just go up to them and say, thank you, they really appreciate that. They really appreciate that. So all of these men and women that have served, that if you just say to them, thank you, that's the best way you can thank the veterans for what they have done for standing up for us in our country. So thank you for letting me be here today. And I think this is just a wonderful assembly. And there's people all over the world listening to this off our radio station because we're streaming this all over the world right now. So, Linda.
You're listening to a live program from Reading School of the Arts here on
KCNR
1460. Carl Bott just made some comments
before this huge group of students.
Let's go back to the program and listen.
Okay, we'll use that one.
Yeah, it's a better mic.
It's a true honor to be here today, and I wish that there was a school like this for when I grew up. I was so involved with the arts and still involved with the arts, and I've been asked to sing a song that I wrote. It's called Let the Miracles Begin. It was a song that I did for a big fundraiser for my best friend who put together this event in Sacramento, California. And I had the great honor to sing it on the Capitol steps and through different events. When we come through hard times, we think about our friends, we think about our faith, we think about all the wonderful things that music can do in our lives to bridge our souls. And Pat, thank you for asking me to do this. There are people in this world who make a difference, and in subtle ways we all want to count. Well, it's time for everyone to listen clearly. For it's life we're fighting for and all about. Stand tall, stand proud, be strong, be loud, believe. Take time, take a stance, like it's your last chance, and please, let the miracles begin. Touch. Yesterday is only but a memory. I'm not gonna bite, I swear. And tomorrow is built on hopes and dreams. But today is the only thing we're sure of. So let's fight against the odds and be a team. Stand tall, stand proud, be strong, be loud, believe. Take time, take a stance, like it's your last chance, and please, let the miracles begin. Do you know what miracles are? Tonight when you lay your head down on your pillow, you reflect upon the day and what it held. Hi.
pray tomorrow for mankind and all the creatures.
Thank you.
We'll be flourishing, alive, and all be well. Stand tall, stand proud, be strong, be loud. Believe. Take time, take a stance, like it's your last chance. And please, let the miracles begin. Here we go. Stand tall. Be strong. Be loud.
You've been listening to our live
coverage
of the Veterans Tribute Assembly out here at Reading School of the Arts. You've
thank
just
you,
listened
thank you. Our own Pat Karch on
Linda Bott singing, and before that, comments from Colonel Bott. They're on their way back up to the broadcast booth. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We'll take a break.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, we're down here at the Reading School of the Arts. You just heard Linda sing "Let the Miracles Begin." Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Harley Davidson. Reading Harley Davidson. You know what? You want an icon. You want an American bike. Then you go down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Reading Harley Davidson. You want to ride an icon. You want to ride a motorcycle. You want to experience the ride. You want to live the dream. Reading Harley Davidson. Okay. Right now, we're here with
Student Body Council President of the 8th grade, Nero Tyson.
Is that okay?
The show.
Good morning. You got to get up close here. It's getting a little loud out there. How are you, Nero?
Good.
So, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you?
My name is Nero Dotson. I was born in Minnesota, lived in Connecticut, and moved here from California. Moved here to California.
Yeah, what do you like? Because here is that you like sports.
Yeah. Yes. I play basketball and...
So you're the student council president?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So are you like politics?
Yeah, yeah.
So is this something you're going to stay involved with the rest of your life?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, you had to realize, I got to tell you about this kid right now. He's got on a red, white, and blue vest, a blue tie, a white shirt, very studious looking, and says yes. And it's really nice to hear somebody say yes instead of yeah. It's really nice. So when you decided to run for council, was it like the voting process? Did you have to put posters up and say vote, do the speech in front of the, and everybody voted for you on the student body?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was your platform?
I was president last year, and I started a sports camp, and I said experience matters.
You know what? I'm starting to kind of get this thing. Were you one of the advisors to the Obama campaign?
No.
Okay, you sure? All right, just making sure. Hey, we got to take a quick break here so we can get back on time. Nero, stay with us here because we're going to talk about what you like about the school and what you plan on doing. All right.
And all right. Nero, I love the name.
Nero.
Never met a Nero. Read about a Nero.
You're not going to like fiddle while Rome burns out, right? Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down.
No, I won't back down. We're back in the sound booth here at the Redding School of Arts. They've just finished up the assembly, and it's just so cool. We've got an open window here. We're kind of in the booth, but we have one side that's open out into the beautiful Redding School of the Arts, and you'll hear the assembly closing. We would like to tell you it's 38 degrees out. It's going to be high today of 55 with lows tonight around 37. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We have another special guest, two special guests, actually. We have the president of the 8th grade.
The student council president. Nero Dotson.
And Matthew Tweed, who is the vice president.
The vice president.
And, wow, you guys are sharp cookies.
Okay, now, Nero, you're going to graduate next year, right? Or this year, right?
Yes,
so where are you going to go to school at?
I'm going to go to Red Bluff High School.
Red Bluff High School. And why Red Bluff?
Because my father has contributed to Red Bluff High School, and I live in Red Bluff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good reason to go. And so what do you plan on studying as you go on in life? Are you going to be in medicine or like your father?
I'm going to study law.
Are you going to study law? Okay. So do you already know that already?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know that already.
Is there a particular kind of law that you're looking, that interests you?
Whatever one.
Okay.
Okay.
So you just want to know legalities. Okay,
yes.
Good for you. And so when you go in, are you going to run for a freshman vice president or president? Are you going to go into your freshman class?
Yes.
Wanting to go into student body council as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now we have Marcus, is that right? Matthew Tweed, and he's the vice president. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matthew.
I am 12 years old, and I am in 6th grade at Redding School of the Arts.
And so, are you planning on running for office again next year?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now what do you want to be in life, do you know?
Not really.
Well, you know, people at this age are talking about being lawyers and doctors and stuff. I wanted to be a cowboy. Do you ever want to be a cowboy, Nero?
No.
Okay, that never came across in your life, did it? A cowboy. How about an astronaut? No, not that either, huh?
We are here at the Redding School of the Arts, the Veterans Tribute Assembly, and I'm going to ask a question here of Nero in just a moment. I wanted to bring to your awareness one more time to everybody who's listening that Sunday night is going to be a free 8-ounce Cattleman's. Cattleman's is doing a veterans tribute with a free 8-ounce steak to all veterans. That's just one more outreach of
That's
how
right.
our beautiful community is supporting our veterans. Now, Nero, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Veterans Day means that we're honoring our armed forces for protecting our country. My father always said, freedom is never free. And I think that they're the ones that make us have free freedom.
Do you realize you're playing the Marine Corps hymn right now? And so whenever that's playing, my husband, who's a Marine for 30 years, stands up. I don't care where it is. He'll get out of bed if they're playing the Marine Corps hymn. And he'll stand at attention. It's just the way it is. Anchors away. That's the Navy.
They stand up, too, except they roll.
So your father said freedom isn't free. And that's wonderful. So you've had great role models to bring you along. Now, you have a sister as well. Is she older or younger?
She's younger. I'm the oldest of three.
That's right.
Well, Nero, thank you so much for being here, and thanks for your activities in school.
And thank you, Matthew.
Thanks for joining us. And Matthew, thank you very much.
Vice President.
Have a great Veterans Day. And remember this, just what you said, freedom isn't free. There's people out there right now fighting so that we can be here right now.
Serve your country somehow, some way.
Some way. Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. What a fine young man. Both of them, fine young men here. Okay, now.
Shake Matthew's hand, too.
Oh, I will. Thanks, Matthew.
I love it. They look you in the eye and they shake it.
That's sixth grade.
An honor and a man thing to do. Good for you.
Okay, now we got 1 minute left. Okay, everybody. Following us, of course, is Shasta Startup and then the Bold Truth. Bold Truth will be interesting after the election. Of course, tomorrow we have shows starting at 6 a.m. in the morning with outdoor show with Mike. We got, of course, Boomer Tech and all that. Next Monday, we're starting off again with another group of great shows, great guests, and everybody this weekend. The Shasta Day Parade tomorrow, or Shasta Lake Parade tomorrow starting at 10, and of course, out at IGO at 10:55 or the Elks Club. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Outstanding job, Carl and Linda and Bad Bob. Thanks again. Randy Denham is standing by with the Shasta Startup here at KCNR Shasta Reading.
Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Everyone sees it coming and nobody wants to go over.
The members of our majority understand how important it is to avert the fiscal cliff.
House Speaker John Boehner minutes ago as the president prepares to make his first post-election remarks on the economy next hour at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
President Obama expected to make the case for common ground and a balanced approach to avoid the across-the-board tax hikes and spending cuts.
This is an opportunity for the president to lead. This is his moment to engage the Congress and work towards a solution that can pass both chambers.
House Speaker John Boehner says while higher tax rates are unacceptable, new revenue is necessarily not. Boehner stopped short of offering specifics. The president is not expected to outline a new proposal either, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. After back-to-back sell-offs, right now the Dow is up 61 points. After 12 days without power, frustration is turning to protest.